Hey there, this is Steve Horsman with Good Guys to Great Men. In this video, I wanted to talk about the myth of happy wife, happy life. There's a lot of statistics out there that try to prove that if a man could just keep his woman happy, he won't get divorced. Even John Gottman of the Gottman Institute, Marriage Research Institute, says that 81% of marriages will end in divorce if a man does not learn how to accept his wife's influence. Now, what's a dude supposed to do when he reads a statistic like that? I have an 81% chance of divorce if I don't accept my wife's influence, which makes you think that, well, geez, maybe happy wife, happy life is true. Well, it's not true. It's a bunch of crap. And that's not what the statistic was meant to say. What John Gottman revealed in some of his research was that when men totally resist all of their woman's attempt to collaborate in the relationship, when he resists all of her attempts to take a leadership role or suggest things that are helpful in contributing, when he has the all-encompassing king role and he doesn't let her play, that marriage will probably end in divorce, 81% chance. So that doesn't mean they have to keep her happy in order to accept her influence. It means you need to listen. So in this video, I want to talk about the huge difference between a man who accepts influence when she is trying to contribute to the health of the relationship versus when she's trying to control you. So much of what I hear about are comments and criticisms from wives that come from a place of insecurity and fear and just irritation. Complaints about how you clean the kitchen, complaints about how you pack a kid's lunch, complaints about how you're doing everything. It's kind of ridiculous, the complaints I hear about how you clean up the backyard and how you drive and things like that sound controlling. There's a way you need to handle controlling criticisms versus the contributing ones. So I want you to understand the difference between a woman who's being very collaborative and she's being very interested in contributing to the health of the marriage through talking about different ways you might handle money, or maybe different ways you might handle nutrition and fitness for the family, different investment ideas, or any other ideas or comments or even criticisms that are really coming from a place of concern to contribute to the overall health of you, your family, and your future. So don't take those as criticisms. Try to see the difference between a woman who is having actual, really, really constructive input to contribute to your own good well-being and the other stuff which is coming from a place of fear and insecurity, which is snarky, critical little comments about how you're doing the most inane things. People have told me about having arguments over how well you wipe water droplets out of a stainless steel sink, or how well they clean up the backyard, or how well they clean the kitchen before bed that night. All kinds of little comments that are an attempt to control or belittle or criticize. Now, mind you, those are coming from another place for another reason, but your response to those are important. Your responses to those types of criticisms, the ones that are meant to control you, are very important. Of course, if they're contributing, if they're constructive criticisms, you have a conversation. You talk about those like a partner. But a lot of guys don't know what to do on that evening when she is in a downward spiral of criticality about how well you clean the kitchen or packed a lunch or something like that. And this is what I want you to know. You have to come from a place of masculine strength that is more lover energy. You don't allow yourself to be put into the place of yet another child in the house who's being lectured or criticized about how to do something, right? You're a grown man. You know how to clean a sink in a kitchen. And if you didn't do it perfectly to her standards, that's not a big deal, right? If she's criticizing you for not doing it exactly the way she would do it, you need to respond not in defense like you were a little boy saying, well, I tried really hard and you didn't do this or that. You need to stand up into your lover energy, that masculine lover energy that looks her right in the eye and says, well, I guess I'm going to need a spanking, aren't I? Something like that. You have to lighten the mood. Whenever she gets controlling or critical or condescending in a way that you feel like you're being put in a lesser role, that your pedestal is now lower than hers, or she is now treating you like a little kid, you're being lectured, you have to come into your lover energy. A lover doesn't take that stuff seriously. He sees it all as amusement and curiosity. And he says things in response that reflect his utter lack of concern for the criticism, that it means nothing, that it's ground noise. So if you're getting criticized for little things and you're feeling like she's trying to control you for reasons that are hers, don't take it personally. The whole don't take it personally mantra is really hard because it feels like a personal attack. But when you get into that mojo, you get into that masculine frame of being her lover, you won't hear her controlling criticisms and her snarky negative comments as something that's meant to dehumanize you or emasculate you or make you feel small. You'll just hear them as a woman who's tired or a woman who is just not in a good mood or she's otherwise agitated. It's not all about you. And if you respond to her like you're a little kid, you'll only make matters worse. You'll only get into yet another argument about another stupid thing. So my advice for you today is understand what it means to have lover energy. You may not have felt that for a long, long time. For many guys who have been married for a long period of time have totally forgotten that early playfulness, that detached, really non-reactive, unflappable, unrattled nature that you had when you were first dating. There was nothing she could say that made you feel bad about yourself. And you responded like a lover, playfully, fun, really totally unrattled. And that's what I want you to know. Now is the time for you to regain this strength, to relearn that mode of operation. That's what can save a marriage. Not just doing everything she says to do the way she says to do it. What can really regain a marriage is you being bold and deciding to be a man who's going to come from his lover energy and respond to negative criticisms and all those triggers you feel from the standpoint of a lover. I hope that makes sense. If you have any questions about this, email me directly. I will respond. I'd love to have a longer conversation with you about where you're going in life and love. And so you can contact me at steve@goodguystogreatmen. I care about this so much. I want you to know that I'm in for the conversation, right? I just love the conversation. What I want to do is just help you through the thing you're going through right now. So give me a call and let's do it, brother. You take care. Bye-bye.